USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pled guilty to federal insider trading laws stemming from his business dealings with a biotechnology company headquartered in Australia. During a congressional picnic in 2017, Collins received an email from the company's CEO saying an experimental drug had failed in clinical trials. He then is said to have told his son, who began selling his shares the next day. Jeffrey Berman is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Collins admitted to, among other things, illegally tipping his son while standing on the White House lawn.
Cameron Collins is expected to plead guilty on Thursday. Stocks closed their worst loss in 5 weeks after a weak manufacturing report. The Dow dropped 344 points, the S&P 500 down 36, and the Nasdaq off 90. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A jury in Dallas, Texas has delivered a guilty verdict on murder charges against former police officer Amber Geiger, who shot her black neighbor dead in his own apartment. She said she thought it was hers and that he was a burglar. Lee Merritt is an attorney for the family of the victim, Botham Jean.
They want to thank this jury for taking their time, hearing the evidence, and getting it right. We still have the sentencing phase to go, but this is a huge victory.
After 8 days of emotional testimony, the jury heard Geiger describe the night it happened in her own words. The jury also saw graphic body cam video from first responders. Prosecutors say Geiger did little to help John as he laid on the floor dying. Prosecutors say the former police officer was partially distracted after exchanging sexually explicit messages with her patrol partner on the night she shot John. Geiger faces up to 99 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The HUD secretary is discussing ways to address the homeless problem in California. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson discusses possible solutions to California's homeless crisis. State officials are considering declaring a state of emergency on homelessness there, a move which could free up state and federal fundings typically reserved for natural disasters.
I've been there. I've looked those people in the face who are on the street. It's a total disaster, and we're creating an environment where an epidemic of disease may ensue.
Carson was speaking there on Fox Business.
It was the 1st of October 2017 when gunman Stephen Paddock opened fire on a massive crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going.
He killed 58 people, wounding hundreds more. Police say Paddock rained a hail of gunfire for more than 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The 64-year-old firing more than 1,000 rounds before he took his own life as police were about to enter his room. Authorities have never figured out a motive for the massacre. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.